as we are coming out of this pandemic, slowly but surely, Peter, you've let us know that most sheds are open or about to.
Yeah, that's right. Most sheds are open now. Victorian opened up on the 1st of the month, and most of the South Australian ones are open. In fact, there's only a couple, Mount Gambier and Port Mac in our area, that I know of that are not open. As yet, the Mount Gambier shed's not open. They had a meeting on Wednesday. The committee realised that they needed to lodge a COVID-19 opening plan with the government. So until they get a response back from the government, they won't be able to open. And opening, once they open, Terry White Chemist have donated to them a non-contact thermometer for the shed so that people that go in there can use that. But what I can tell you is many of the members have been busy for the last few months, busy at home doing things like a large range of toys that we make for the Mayor's Christmas Appeal. I've been involved with that, and we make them up and park them off to somebody else, and they do a bit of painting and so forth, and bring it back, and we do another little bit, and eventually we're getting the toys done. And so that's been getting done. Another fellow's been working on his beehives at home, so that's keeping him out of trouble. and a couple others been making gardening beds, and a few of the guys have been put around some soundproofing in the lunchroom at the shed, and that was done last weekend. Things are starting to look up in that direction. And even with the lockdown, we've been busy with the community development grant from the Mount Gambier City Council to help us purchase, support business and work. And that's been got so that we can put a new container and so forth in our area. And that's a big thanks to the council as well.
What's happening in Kingston?
Okay, Kingston opened up on the 26th of May and spent the first week of there after the lockdown. They've been sitting around drinking coffee and catching up with what they've missed out on doing. So other than that, they're only just starting to do anything.
It must have been so hard for the men who attend these men's sheds regularly to have lost such an important part of their community and their contact with other people.
It is. It's a huge part to miss out on because the reason that the sheds have all started up basically is because many of the fellas that have retired are sitting at home, and all of a sudden they realise that I've got nothing to do other than annoy mum, and that's sort of one of the reasons why it started. They've spent their whole lives with other fellas, and then all of a sudden they've got nothing. So yeah, it's one of those things that they do miss out on.
And Robe?
Robe, another shed that returned about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they've managed to get some pavers from the local council and put them around the shed. They were pavers that were when the marina at Robe was dug up because they had to do some work and everything by the council. They were just sitting in the storage area, so they acquired to see whether they could get them, because they'd bitumised the area and weren't going to use the pavers. So they were given to them, and they put them around their shed, which makes it look a lot more neater and tidier and so forth. And a fair while ago, or probably 6 months ago, I started talking about an old boat that they were going to revamp. It was used for when the ships were out in the bay, and they'd go out with this old boat, bring all the stuff back in and so forth. Well, they were going to revamp it. Well, they can't revamp it now. It's way too far gone. So what they've done is one of the fellows has made up a steel frame to be able to put it onto, and it'll stick out the front of the men's shed over there, and they'll just use it as a display and put it out the front of their shed.
That sounds lovely. What a nice sort of display to have out the front.
And
in other sort of coastal areas,
that it couldn't be fixed up.
Oh yeah, and Port Mac, I believe they are not quite open yet.
Not quite. Port Mac were going to open. They held their meeting and everything else and said, yeah, we'll open up. And then they had a bit of a think about it and decided that, no, they'll leave it for another 2 weeks. So it won't be too long and they'll be opened up over there, out there as well.
Mm-hmm. And Millicent are sort of hesitant as well. I believe they have some restricted members.
Yeah, Millicent are up and going, although they've got restricted in the shed. They have to inform the Secretary of Intentions, and they're only allowed to have 10 in their walls. Things have lifted a little bit since I first got in touch with Millicent, and I believe they've probably gone up to 20, the same as most other places now. Distancing rules apply over there, sanitizers and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
They've acquired a new wood-laid dust hood, which was built by one of the members while he was down in shutdown, and that's been very effective. And since reopening, several members have been working on finishing the school student projects. These are the projects that they get children in each term, work on a project and get them finished. Well, they were having a bit of trouble getting them finished, so they've been helping a fair bit to get them done so the kids have got something to show at the end of their term and so forth. And while in shutdown, Three Clocks incorporating pyrography. You know, it's I've got a picture of these on my computer that was sent over. And they're absolutely brilliant. And this gentleman spent a fair bit of time doing the pyrography with the wood, and then he's inserted clocks into them as well. Mm. So apparently they're for his grandchildren. So he's done a fantastic job on that.
Oh, what a lovely gift to give. What a lasting long gift to give to your grandchildren. Just for our listeners, what is pyrography?
Pyrography is where you... it's a hot iron, very hot iron, and you burn into the wood to get your picture or design or whatever, yeah.
Oh, wow, it must look beautiful.
Yeah, it's fantastic when it's done properly, yeah.
And a 90-year-old in Bordertown is up and about.
Yeah, it's a good one. There's this old gentleman over there. He lives for the men's shed up at Bordertown, and he's been repairing bikes while he's been in lockdown. And he had a number of these bikes up and going, and they use them for selling to raise a bit of money for the shed up there. So if anybody's interested in a bike up around Bordertown, go in and buy a second-hand bike off of these off the shed up there, and I'm sure they've been very well maintained. And a married man is getting the married men up there are getting very frustrated with as their wives are making them do too many jobs, so they're sort of, I believe they are going to open shortly, but they're getting sick of their wives giving them too many jobs to do, so they're going back, looking forward to going back and having a coffee with their mates so they can slow down.
I believe a couple of home jobs and home tasks suddenly cropped up that they desperately needed to do, and I bet you they're waiting to escape away to the men's shed.
Yeah, it's all these jobs that you say, yeah, I'll do it when I get around to it.
I'll do it when I have time.
And, all of a sudden you've got around to it, and these fellas are getting jobs coming out their ear holes. And, well, you did tell me you were going to do it, so yeah. And that happens everywhere. I mean, I've had a few of them myself.
Yeah, I bet. And the men's shed up in Narracourt, now they've been open for 2 weeks already?
Yes, they've been open for 2 weeks, but they're doing a very sparse amount of people in there because of the restrictions and so forth. So they're open Tuesday to Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon with up to 10 people in there. And also their new... they've put the started on the extensions by putting the concrete down on their 12-metre by 6.5-metre extensions. And the concrete's been done in the formwork, and the rest won't be done until about the end of July.
And I hear Panola's doing a bit of a clean-up?
Yeah, Panola are back. They've been back for a couple of weeks, and all they've basically been doing is cleaning. Getting things all organised, because when you're not there for a while, you're not there, but you're there. You get occasional people that turn up every now and again, and they'll put some stuff in there. So it's not been put away and all properly, and it's just dumped in there. And so they've had to sort things out there. And also they've been given a thicknesser, so they've been getting the blade sharpened on that. And I've also been putting up a new screen for doing some welding at the shed, so that can be done safely as well.
This time must have really given each group, each men's shed, a chance to look around them and see what work needs to be done. And I believe Keith has been doing some tidying up around the place.
Well, Keith have been very busy up there while the COVID shutdown's been on. They've a large gate and fence has been put up around the boundary so they can hide a few things from the from their disorganised pile of treasures that they've got up there, and incorporated a few public projects for keeping them away from the public viewing and so forth. They've repositioned the machines and shelving and culled a heap of stuff. I don't know what stuff is, but they've culled a heap of it, and make it a much better workshop for them to be able to get into. These things have had to be done over the last 5 years, but for some reason or other have never got done. You get in there and you're busy doing what you're doing and forget the things that you should be doing. There's been a great disappointment up there because they lost their oldest member up there in April, and unfortunately they couldn't give him a send-off that they wanted to, but these things happen in bad times like we've had, and they were only allowed to have 10 people at the funeral and so forth. So that was a disappointing thing for them up there. And one of the members up there, just to keep everybody informed, every morning he'd get up and he'd make a comment or a joke on their phone and send it off to them, and just to keep everybody happy and make sure they're all, under control and doing all the things they're supposed to. And they received a corrugated iron roller. And this is what they were doing before was they were going up to Tintinara to get their iron rolled so they can make their raised garden beds and wicker beds and so forth. Well, they've got one off of a farmer now, and they've added an electric motor to it, and bingo, away they go. And they've got that many orders, it's not funny. So that's keeping them out of trouble at the moment with the wicker beds and the mud kitchens and repair jobs and so forth. They've got a hell of a lot up there to keep them out of trouble at the moment. And other than that, that's about all that's been going on up in Keith.
What a sad time for the men's shed to lose a member of their group there. But hopefully now that as we ease out of restrictions, they can gather and send them off the way they would have liked to. Now,
this is right, I'm sure they'll have a morning tea or something like that, just as a memory sort of thing. So,
And Hayward, what's happening up in Hayward?
Well, Hayward Shed, as I said, the Victorian Shed's opened up on the 1st of June, so there hasn't been a great deal been going on, but there has been a couple of people that have been doing... Over in Hayward, they deliver the Meals on Wheels and so forth around the area, so that has still been going on, and they've been doing something like 300 frozen meals a week that they've been delivering out into the district. And that's been keeping them busy. And while in these areas, they've been continually monitoring and recording, what the other people are doing. Next week, the concrete's going down for the extensions of their building as well. So that'll be, and then they'll put the start putting them up the week after that. So it won't be too long, and they'll have the extension area there.
Lovely. Now, Coleraine, last but not least, I believe the men's shed up there, they're turning to baking rather than building.
Well, not so much the men's shed itself. It's one particular fella, Max. When I rang, and Max is a fantastic old fella over there, and anyway, I rang him up, and he says, the shed's not doing much over here at the moment, but Max, unfortunately, lost his wife earlier in the year or towards the end of last year, and not keeping a good man down, he's decided that he likes his sponge. His wife used to make a sponge for him quite often, and he decided that he'd attempt to make one. Well, he cooked it up and tried it out, and apparently it turned out like a normal cake, not a sponge. So he said, "Oh well," he says, "I'll try again." He said, "I'll get there eventually." So, yeah, good old Max. But Coleraine are back again, but they haven't actually been doing very much. And that was just a story that he passed on to me. I thought was worth putting on.
Oh, bless their hearts. Well, I hope next time he's down in Mount Gambier, he'll have to swing by the ABC office, and we can whip him up a sponge cake that will hopefully probably not be as good as his wife's cake, because I feel like you can't beat those traditional family recipes.
And
but
I'm sure he would love it.
Oh, bless. Peter, thank you so much for coming by today and giving us an update. It's been lovely to hear from you, and we are so glad to see that the men's shed communities are back up and running and giving men across our regional areas the time away from everything that they need.
Yep, thanks very much, Beck, and we'll catch you next time.